Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed souls. Soul class number 208 coming to the land of your own land of consciousness. We're praising the Most High because we're alive, because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life. Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. Soul class, soul being an acronym for S70, this U, universal laws, the 7 Noahide commandments, but within that context of the 7 Noahide commandments, Shevet B'nai Noach, is the opportunity for the nations of the world, as well as the Jewish Israelite people, to become more aware of the virtues which can be embodied and internalized by the learning of Torah and the fulfillment of commandments, mitzvahs. Let's just turn down the music of Blessed Prayer Partner, Yitzhak Isaac Baton, from Here Comes the Time, from his Generation Redemption album. Thank you very much, Rabbi Isaac, for that. And I'm sorry I have to abruptly turn off the music, but we want to present some ideas that hopefully will stimulate all of you blessed souls out there. Blessed is our Creator. Hope you will enjoy this impromptu, humble submission geared to arouse any blessed soul like you and you and you and you and you to consider the importance of soul and body, as well as realizing the human soul is the essence of the human body experience. We don't want to slight the human body experience, but let's remember that which is the engine driving us towards our eternal destiny, hopefully in a kind and merciful, loving way under the guidance of the Most High. Of course, He will lead us in a kind, merciful, and loving manner, but we have to connect to the love that He's sharing with us and the mercies and the kindness that we can share with the rest of the creation, and in particular in our own personal living environments. Meanwhile, may you and your loved ones' blessed souls be written and inscribed for the sweetest year ever. 5,773 years since original man and woman, Adam and Eve, Adam and Rishon and Chava, walked upon this blessed earth. With that being said, blessed soul, I'd like to just mention to you that part of what I'm going to be sharing with you is based on the inspirations of a Hasidic discourse. Excuse me. I juiced a lot of flax this morning, so maybe it's a little bit still stuck in my throat. Excuse me. By the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who in 5745, Tavshin Mem Hei, which would correspond to 1985, delivered the following teaching. Actually, it was, 1985. So here we go. And a one, and a two, and a three. Hit it! Blessed souls, when you enter into a space of consciousness that the Most High has given you, that space of consciousness is an expression or quality of land, L-A-N-D. Now this land slash consciousness of yours, and solely and uniquely yours, blessed souls, has a length. This land slash consciousness has a width. This land slash consciousness has even a height and a depth. Just look at the mountain ranges of any land, or the deep descending valleys surrounded by the ascending hills and peaks around it. So too, within your blessed consciousness, does there exist such land. This space slash land slash consciousness was given to you, blessed souls, with a good eye, with a good intention, by the Most High Creator. The question may arise, blessed souls, was this land given to you as an inheritance or a present? The answer, my blessed soul friends, has no end. Like if one were to ask, which is the proper position of the human heart? Is it most properly situated when it surges forward? Or is it more properly situated when it's retreating backwardly, and by doing so, automatically is sending a message to the rest of the body, which is human, in relation to that very human heart? The answer of what is your land, your space of consciousness, and entering into your land and your unique state of consciousness of who you really are, blessed souls, may take time. For some, it may take a little amount of time. For some, it may take a lot of time, and for some it might take a little more than a little amount and a lot less than a lot of time. May you be blessed to use the time that you have upon this planet Earth to discover who you are as a testimony towards the one true Creator who created everything for His glory. And to learn a little bit more about that, please go to Perkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers, Chapter 6, Teaching 11. Now, once you have discovered your unique land, your unique space of consciousness of who you really are as a living example of a divine image, a Tzelem Elokim of the Creator enclosed in a human body, there comes the task of working your land, working your space of consciousness, which, just as if you were working your physical land as a farmer, you will need to plow through your land, your space of consciousness. You'll need to sow within your consciousness, to reap within your consciousness. And also at times as well, blessed souls, you will need to uproot the wild growth of error-filled human intellect, which not only takes up too much space within our revealed intellect, and all of us have experienced that, our error-filled human intellect. But we have to be careful and be wary to avoid potentially undermining the healthy fruits of consciousness that have been growing in our land, in your sense or space of consciousness. And after breaking through the process of toiling with your land, your space of consciousness, to finally give forth this, the good produce of human intellect willing to accept and internalize, which we have, of the children of Israel, humbly remind everyone, can be accessible via Torah instructions, divine instructions. A suggestion is now presented to you, blessed souls, for your blessed ears to hear and think about and see how it relates to your actual existence at this moment and hopefully in the future. Namely, to acknowledge, and all of us, when we come to a higher level of consciousness of our land, we elevate our land, we elevate ourselves. It then comes the time that all of us, once we recognize that we've been delivered from the constraints of normative human intellect, and now want to declare an intent to offer the, so to speak, quote-unquote, first fruits of our land, of our space of consciousness. Meaning, we should not be intimidated by the responsibility to grow in the knowledge of Torah instruction and the toil that entails of implementing whatever knowledge already we have gathered from the written scripture, the written Torah, Torah Shebiktav, and the oral Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, within this physical world to improve it. And from there, you or we all can even invoke a verse found in this week's Torah portion, a portion of it, chapter 3, verse 15, quote, gaze down from your holy abode, from the heavens, end of quote. We're talking about, we're asking the Creator to look down at our efforts and bless us. And from this portion of the verse, let us, let you, let I, let all of us declare our intention to strive to fuse your knowledge, my knowledge, all of our knowledges, with the courageous decision to improve and elevate this world, which means being also spreading this type of consciousness to other human beings. Now, one of the ways we can assist other brother and sister human beings, all blessed and anointed with the divine image, the Tzelem Elokim, is to teach them about their own present, their own inheritance as human beings, to ascend, reach, and to take claim, to raise their own spiritual flag upon their own particular land, their own particular space of consciousness, which from there, they too, after being awoken by our humble efforts and your humble efforts, blessed souls, will be able and have the ability to distinguish for themselves what is to be their relationship to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, to the Infinite One, may be blessed, in terms of learning Torah, internalizing it, and implementing it into practical action. Now, part and parcel of arousing other human beings, and hopefully we arouse ourselves first in the process, and in the process of arousing ourselves and arousing others, we become more inspired to help others, is realizing that if we look at our human being experience, it is grafted by two components, two entities that exist within the context of time, space, and soul. The body is in the realm of space, and of course our soul is in the realm of soul. And when we look at what is more essential, but we must also mention that what is not as essential is still quite important. The essential aspect of our human being existence is our human soul, which is configured to receive messages subconsciously and consciously from our divine image, our Tzelem Elokim. And again, we don't want to diminish the importance of the human body because it was the Most High's decision to actually make our human bodies. But in relation to the soul and the body, we know from the teachings of the revealed dimensions of Torah and the inner dimensions of Torah that the soul encloses itself, dresses itself up in the human soul, I should say, the human soul dresses itself up in the human body. Now, there is a level of soul which has a direct relevancy and connection to the body. But yet we must be mindful of the fact, blessed soul, that there is a level called Mazal Shabaneshama, or the soul within the soul, which is actually higher than that aspect of our soul called the Regel Shabaneshama, the foot of the soul, which enclosed itself in our physical body. Then there's a third level, which actually hovers way above that level, the Regel Shabaneshama, the foot within the soul, the foot of the soul, and the Shama Shabaneshama, the soul within the soul. And this is the soul essence. So to speak, we can understand this, which we've talked about in previous humble efforts, that you have an electric outlet which connects to the computer, the laptop that you might be looking at right now as you hear my voice, or you're looking at something else on the web, or you're looking at your own Microsoft processing efforts. Now, the amount of energy coming through the electric outlet is suitable enough to give enough energy to allow your computer, whether it be a regular desk computer, a home or laptop computer, to work properly. Because if there was too much energy coming through the electric outlet, it would potentially short circuit, damage, destroy your computer, and perhaps even create a danger to you, to the immediate surroundings to the computer. Now, if we were to follow the path of the electrical current flowing, the electricity flowing through from your electrical outlet and follow it back to its source, it would probably trace back to somewhere, to the power box, the fuse box in your house, or perhaps a larger fuse box or some sort of device which is hanging from a telephone pole or electric pole in your neighborhood, which is connected to a secondary grid, which is connected to the main grid, which is ultimately connected to the central power generating station. So we see that, for instance, that level of the soul, which is way beyond the connection of the soul of the soul and the foot of the soul, is likened to your soul essence. It's like the central power plant, or in relation to the Most High, it's like the main grid. The Most High being the being the source of the allegory for a central power station. So just this alone, that we think about the fact that we are being empowered from different levels of our soul to give life to our body, and yet still not accessing all of that energy, because we would not be able to live as human beings in human bodies. Now, one other thing that we can talk about with other individuals in our concluding statement, blessed souls, of today's humble effort, is three perspectives to take up in conversation with other human beings. And that is to advocate and encourage others to do good, and to encourage others to stay away from evil, turn from evil, and last but not least, to ask of others to seek out peace. Now, these three levels are relating to different dimensions of godliness, of Elokus, which are in fact flowing and growing this blessed creation. The aspect of doing good is the aspect of is a quality and characteristic of godliness, Elokus, flowing into the world according to the ability to make this world in all its particularities and generalities vessels for the indwelling of that godliness. For instance, the fact that you have a human body allows you to be privy to get your human soul feeding you and also empowering your Tzelem Elokim, your divine image. Now, the level of ceasing and turning away from evil is actually Blessed Souls, referring to a level of godliness, Elokus, which actually is above the enclosement of godliness in this world, but serves as a conduit for bringing many blessings into the world. For instance, this. Let's say, for instance, let's compare the aspect of doing good as opposed to not doing evil, and why we can understand there's a more encompassing level of godliness elicited through turning from evil. Let's say I want to do good. I want to, say, give charity, tzedakah. I have set aside for that day $5, which I break down to, say, like 20 quarters, and I happen to pass 20 charity boxes. So that $5 broken down is 20 quarters, so I can put a quarter in each charity box. So I've done 20 acts of goodness by giving that charity. But after I've given that 20th quarter, blessed souls, I can no longer do that goodness. Now, on the other hand, sumira, turning from evil, let's say a person were to have a negative thought about another person. For whatever reason, anger, hatred, even, heaven forbid, they would like to hurt them in some way. And then they realize, wait a minute, this is ruach shtus, this is a spirit of folly. And they commit themselves for the rest of the day to actually pray to the Most High that that spirit of hatred and jealousy is removed from their consciousness. So every second, every minute, every hour, every day they continue to engage in an effort, and it might take toil. They are, for that every moment, they are not thinking a negative thing about that other person. They are turning from evil, and therefore creating a catalytic state for blessings to come down, because the blessed moments they have in each minute, hour, and day, month, year, and decade, and so on, ultimate lifetime, they've set up a space where the creation is not getting clogged up with the negative energy of hatred, jealousy, or plans to undo the welfare of another human being, which purifies the air by not it purifies the air of the creation, the environmental, so vibes, you might say, the aura, by not clogging it up with negative thoughts, which can lead to negative speech and then negative action. I hope I'm being clear about this. Then finally, blessed souls, a level that's even higher than all of this is seeking peace. Yes, what we talked about by doing charity and staying, turning from evil, say a negative thought of any kind about another person, are acts of peace. But ultimately, the idea of seeking peace is really truly only accessible when one wants to seek out divine teachings. And the ultimate level of seeking peace is the essence of the Torah, because the Torah of the Most High was brought into this world to bring peace, meaning to bring together opposites, to come to the realization there's a higher perspective than himself or herself or herself and himself, himself and himself, herself and herself, whatever scenario you want to contemplate, blessed souls, as it relates to what I'm talking about. And in fact, we know that one of the names of the Most High is peace. And I think that is, let's see, do I have my Tanakh with me? If I remember correctly, I think it's in chapter 6, I think in the book of Judges. For some reason, I don't have my Tanakh in front of me, which is interesting why I don't. But anyway, this is, I hope you'll believe me when I say that one of the names of the Most High is peace, shalom. Therefore, his Torah, which emanates from the ultimate source of peace, the Most High himself, is shalom. And when you seek the shalom of the Torah, the ability to bring together opposites in order to make them realize there's a higher perspective so they can work together towards that higher consciousness, you are ultimately giving praise to the one who is called shalom, who is the source of all consciousness, whether it be a consciousness of agreement, a consciousness of disagreement, but still the disagreement should not lead to the level of negative occurrences of unwarranted hatred. In fact, the proper pursuit of learning Torah should bring about abundant peace. In fact, true Torah scholars, true students of the Torah, are true students of peace and are true students of the Most High. So that's basically Blessed Souls with today's humble presentation. And again, I want to remind everyone before we sign off that this is a propitious time in the month of Elul, which is designated by the sages of Israel. From now, for the next 10 plus days, to Rosh Hashanah, to access mercies, and in particularly the 13 attributes of mercy, which you can learn about in the book of Exodus, when they were revealed to Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, after the unfortunate incident of the sin of the golden calf. So this is Danza Segubin wishing everyone Ahava Chad, one love, Gorel Echad, one destiny for all of us, but Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, or Darchi Noam, in a pleasant way, and bless those, since this is the time of mercies, it means it's a time of tshuva, of returning. And that returning involves, before we make the full return, turning it every moment, and turning to realize this is the season for tshuva, of returning to the Most Holy. You'll be Israelite, Hebrew, Israelite, Jew, or one of the blessed 70 nations who have branched up into various nations now. I think there's about 150 sub-nations. Not that they are not as important, but when Mashiach comes, we'll realize who all of us are, whether we be Israelite or Noahide, who our original roots are, where we're coming from. And again, this will be in a pleasant and peaceful manner, as simple faith would dictate. So let's now turn to a song which goes back many years, which was recorded by a group called The Birds. They wrote one of the best songs of the 1960s. And still, this song, because it is embedded with teachings from Ecclesiastes by King Solomon, I think is a song that will stand the test of time. And I'm sure The Birds won't mind when the Mashiach comes, the Messiah, the line of Judah, Ari Shal Yisrael, comes. They won't mind playing this song as a way of giving tribute to the Most High in bringing universal redemption to the human family experience. So Ahav Echad, one love, Gorel Echad, one destiny, Kulanu for all of us, V'darchi Shalom in a peaceful way, Darchi Noam in a pleasant way, L'hamshich, to be continued, Be'ezer Hashem, with the help of the Most High, Yisparech, may be blessed. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.